Hi, this is Leania, and I'm going to ask you to forgive me for any and all construction noises in the background. I'm going to do the best that I can to cut them out. I'm going to be doing, I believe this is Grandmaster 77's Ultimate Naughtiness Questionnaire Backstage version. So let's start. What's your favorite dirty word? Try to incorporate it into your audio response as often as you can. My favorite dirty word is duck. 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 And the story behind that is actually an autocorrect on my cell phone. It was supposed to be fuck, of course. And I was challenged to write a 50-word fan fiction text message that was a someone that was running around fucking everyone in a castle, and it ended up duck invasion, ducking and ducking and ducks ducking this and ducked that. And ever since then, I just can't help it. Anytime that I go to use the word fuck, I now use duck on purpose. It just makes me smile. I can't help it. It's now my favorite bad word and dirty word at the same time. Number two, have you ever kissed anyone passionately of the same sex? I have not, but I've had it done to me. She really wanted to try to convince me that I was bi, and the result was I was bi curious, but not bi. I'm sorry. Let's start number three. Ever kissed a trans person? Tell us of experience. If not, would you be up for the opportunity? Hell yes. Like I said, bi curious, and there was once one young lady, or young man, sorry, to forgive me. And oh, hell yes is still the answer. What's your magic number with guys, and how about girls? So for number four, I really don't even know what this question means, so. Magic number. I guess what would be the number I'd feel most comfortable with in bed? I'm guessing what that means, and I guess I would feel most comfortable with two guys at a time. That would be kind of kinky, and I think that'd be like perfect. I mean, four hands, two mouths, I could totally go for that. Number five, diving right into the bedroom. How do you feel about golden shower? Oh, no! Yuck. That's gross. Sorry, guys. And girls. No way. Number six. Ever had a threesome in your life? Male, female, female, male. Please share. If you haven't, would you? Now, if anybody remembers me from over a year ago, before I had my little stalker incident, which is done and over with, and to share with, he took himself out of the gene pool. Thank you. He did not take anybody with him either. But if you do remember me, my very first choice of sexual encounter was a threesome because I was so scared to be anywhere near a man that I actually had to have my hand held and thoroughly enjoyed it. How about more than a threesome? I'd be up for it, at least to try it. Ever been with more than one person sexually in a 24-hour period, making out in a hot tub with a bunch of people? That counts, right? That was really fun. good times. Nine. Do you enjoy sucking cock? Do you believe you're good at it? What is the secret to success? Yes, I enjoy it. Very much so. I have a bit of an oral fixation. Let's see. Do you believe you're good at it? I've been told I'm excellent at it. So, and that's by several different boyfriends. So, I will take that as yes. What's the secret to success? I've been told that the secret to success is what I do by swirling and not too much suction. Too much suction causes a little bit of pain, and can actually make it too tight. Go figure that there's such a thing. And also using your hands at the same time. One hand's on the balls, one hand's, you know, with whatever you can't get into your mouth. And keep the teeth out of the way. They don't like that. Keep the teeth to biting, you know, shoulders, neck. That's always good stuff. Yeah, like I said, oral fixation. Number 10. If you are a fan of licking vagina, do you believe you're good at it? / any tips for the fella to improve their technique? Okay, so I am a fan of it if it's done to me. No, I'm not good at it because I haven't done it to someone. Tips, just do it. That's always a big tip. Most guys just don't. They tend to want it done to them and they don't reciprocate, which is a shame. Number one. Number two, it kind of pisses me off. Let's see. Tips would be all the way from the perineum all the way up. Don't just concentrate on the clit. And make sure to go up to above the clit also. The hood is also sensitive. The perineum is very sensitive, just like on you guys. All right, so 11. Ever been naked in public? Do tell. Yes, and yes, I have been naked in public several times. We have this area called the tubs. It is a wonderful swimming hole, I should say. It's a creek area, and it is great to swim in. And nobody is offended if you happen to lose your top. Let's say actually have it stolen on oftentimes. And if you happen to have string bottoms, you might have those stolen also. And it really sucks when they steal them and then they go downstream. So, and with me, I didn't give a shit, especially in 110 degree weather. So duck that. I still swam. See, look, I actually pulled it into the answers at least once. Number 12, currently, how often do you masturbate? What do you prefer to use to bring you to climax? All right, well, currently, I don't often masturbate as much as I used to. My CRPS, which is chronic regional pain syndrome, and I say it craps because it is craps. It's not very fun. It's a pain problem, a nerve issue. It's made masturbating a little more difficult because it's spread into that area. It makes everything hypersensitive. Not as much fun as it sounds. But I do prefer to use what is this guy called? It is by Fun Factory, and it is a one of their lovely little toys that I got just recently. One of their $200 guys. But it is a lot of fun. It's one of self-propelled one, if you get my meaning. But it is a lot of fun. It's got a USB charger, a self-propelled. Great fun. Let's see. Most orgasms in a 24-hour period. Oh, God. Let's see. That would be... have to be, oh, when I was held down and forced to orgasm, what it was the count. I kind of started blacking out, so I don't remember the exact count. I lost count at 8. I blacked out, then... well, I woke back up and he was still going, and I was still held down. So I don't know how many that total was. So it was a lot of fun, though. Number 14. What act would pretty much make you orgasm instantly? Actually, I don't know. I've never orgasmed instantly. I take a little work, a little time to work up, a little time. I'm not an instant orgasmer. Sorry, guys. More mental for me. I need more mental workup than most things. You really gotta get my mind into it. Teasing, taunting, you really do. I really gotta hear you, yeah. Just play with my mind and my body. So, number 15, ever have your butt licked? Would you? Would you lick a butt? After a shower, of course. Okay, no, I've never had mine done. Would you like to? Yes, I would like to have that. That would be very nice to try that. Would you lick a butt after a shower, of course? Yes, I have licked one, and it was after a shower, and he liked it very much. So I guess I did it right. Number 16. So speaking of strip clubs, like my transition, yes, I did. That was very subtle. Ever been to a traditional or a male club? Did you get a lap dance? Tell us the experience. I have been to a strip club. It was before hours with my aunt who worked there. Yes, go figure. And no, I didn't get the lap dance, but it was interesting to meet the girls and hear their experiences. I got a bit of an interview, so to say. And man, those places look seedy with all the lights up. Yeah. Number 17. Do you walk around naked at home on a regular? Hell yes. I'm naked right now, guys. Yes, I am. But yes, y'all should know. Number 18. Ever have a sexual experience in public? Tell us all about it. Yes, I have. I was bent over the steering wheel because we just couldn't make it home. And just parked in the parking lot of a big box store and went at it. And dear God, I orgasmed so hard. And it was great. Number 19. Ever been tied up in bed? Would you tie up a partner? Both and both. And I love being tied up, tied down. I've only tied up my partner once, and it was more of a giggle fest than anything, because he put up a fight. That's not his normal thing. Not my normal thing either. I tend to be a sub with a little bit of a switch. You really have to, I'm a sub with the tiniest bit of a switch. I like to tease. I'm a sub with a tease. Yes, I think that would be the best way to phrase that. I guess other people might call it a bratty sub. I've heard people say that before. But I prefer a sub with a tease. If you need a safe word, what would it be? Since I don't need any extra pain, I really wouldn't need a safe word. But I guess it would probably be some sort of weird food product. Just because I would never have food products in bed. Just not my thing. Legume. There we go. Ever watch someone having sex in front of you? Yes, I have. Actually watched someone having sex right beside me. That was interesting. We were in double beds. You know, one bed and then about 2 or 3 feet, you know, next set of beds. That was interesting. Ever have sex in front of someone not participating? Yes, again. Same night, same place. So there, that was that. Now it's time for a sex with stranger story, if you've ever had one. And go. No, I've never had sex with a stranger. I'm sorry. That's just not my thing. Nope. I mean, if I really might, you know, find someone, maybe. But I don't think I would ever be really a stranger. I would rather find someone that I've taunted and teased and had really good conversation all night with and really got to know before anything else. Ever done it underwater? How and where? The closest to underwater would be in a hot tub. And water is not a lubricant. That's all. What is the biggest age gap to your junior and to your senior that you have been with a guy or girl, keeping it legal, of course? Biggest age gap to junior? Never actually had someone younger than me. And to senior, that would be my current, and he is 17 years older than I am. Describe your volume while having sexual experience. I'll let you take this where you want from an audio perspective or wetness factor. Well, I am a screamer, if you can get me that loud. Yes, if you can get me that loud. And wetness factor, yes, again, I can get very, very wet and I can make rain. So take that where you will. Sub or dom? Not talking about whips and chains, but do you prefer to be in charge or let your partner be creative? That's number 26, people. So, I did answer that a little bit earlier. I am a sub. But I want you to prove to me that you're dominant. Not just physically, but mentally. And that needs to happen before we get to undress. I kind of do this, I don't know, I want you to back me into a corner almost, mentally, before I can get to that point. I want you to tease me, taunt me, make me, I don't know, twist me around your finger until I can't stand it anymore, that I have to come to you, that I have to want to beg you to take me. Really make me want to. I mean, be the best dom that you can, I guess. I mean, that's really what you should do anyways. But it's, I guess I prefer a little bit of a mind game. I know it's strange, but that's what I prefer. I guess I just need it. I need that je ne sais quoi. It's this thing that I need to feel hunted. I need to feel backed into this corner that I can't escape you. I don't know how to explain it otherwise. It just needs to be, I need to look into your eyes and know that you are dominant to me, both mentally and physically. That's it. Number 27. How do you feel about feet? People apparently love them or hate them. Well, I've never had anybody touch my feet, so that's that. I really don't care about other people's feet as long as they're clean. I'm not gonna go suck on your feet or anything, so I don't know. Number 28. What is your preferred cock size, length, girth? So, now the answer to that one is actually average. How do I describe this? I've been with guys that were big. Well, one guy, let me rephrase. My ex-fiance. And it hurt. It was too big. I didn't like it. That's the damn truth about it. Big guys tend to be too impatient to get their girls worked up to the right point. And it just doesn't work. So, and if you're thinking that you need to be a big guy, then you also need to be a patient guy. For every extra inch you have, think 20 minutes preparing your girl for a real good ride. So, no for that. I think I prefer no more than 6 inches. Girth? I'm just happy with average girth, I guess. I mean, I've always been told I'm pretty tight and I do Kegels. So that's that about that. I mean, if you do Kegels, girth doesn't matter too much. I mean, girth is nice, you know, because it always is fun. Because you get that extra little sing. But hey. Number 29. Have you ever done a striptease? What were you wearing? I've done a striptease. It was drunk off my ass. And my friends actually had to stop me because it was inside a moving limo, and I was, of course, wearing my prom dress, which I could not get off for the life of me. So that was that. Number 30, have you ever given away or sold your panties? I have given away my panties, and it was hilarious. I totally just slipped them into a friend's pocket just to embarrass the fucking hell out of him when he found them. And he turned the brightest freaking red ever. Because, mind you, he had that very redhead complexion. And I just had to. I don't know why I did it other than to embarrass him. I just needed to. Don't know why. Yeah. I'm a bad girl. Sorry. All right. Where were we? Number 31. What kind do you have on today? I'm naked. I told you this already. I just got out of the shower, guys. Oh, or girls. Sorry, girls. 32. Do you have a preferred dirty name to be called in bed? What is it? Actually, I don't. I really don't. It's honest. 33. Have you ever had the opportunity while in a relationship to couple swap? If your partner is cool with it, would you? I've never had the opportunity while in a relationship to couple swap, or swing is what I thought it was called at least. If your partner is cool with it, would you? I don't know. I don't know anyone that I'd want to do that with. I mean, if they were hot enough, and if I knew them well enough, that would be a different matter. 34. Ever had a real-life strip poker truth or dare moment? Tell us about it. Oh, hell yeah. Behind the auditorium. Oh, no, not auditorium, forgive me. Well, yes, I did it behind the auditorium, too. This would be behind the drama club, behind the auditorium. Where didn't I play strip poker? That's a good question. So, yeah, yes, I've played strip poker several times. It was fun. Everybody wanted to play strip poker with me. I had, triple Ds by the time I left high school. Come on. And now they're... Goddamn, they're double H's. Let's see. Number 35. Would you have you wear something, dildo vibe plug in your ass or vagina all day while going about your normal business, work, errands, etc.? I have never done it, but I've thought about it. I've made it 5 hours with an egg running. Mind you, it only had a... 7 hour life. So, but I just got too dry. Had to take it out. Sorry. Number 36. Is the idea of a gangbang appealing to you? If they were hot. That's always part of the equation. If they were hot. And if everybody used protection. If I stayed wet, you know, there's always those questions. Let's see. 37. What about adult nursing lactation? If you currently produce milk, would you incorporate it into your naughty life, assuming the baby is well taken care of and there's plenty to go around? Actually, it kind of is appealing on some level, mind you. I have a bit of an ABO obsession with reading fanfiction. If anybody knows what that is, ABO, Alpha, Beta, and Omega dynamics. And So impregnation is part of that. So I could probably fit that in that category somewhere into some of that fantasizing there. So yeah, I could fit that in there, I think. Are you ticklish and where? I used to be ticklish before the CRPS spread, but not so much anymore. 39. So you just got the Playboy Centerfold contract and have to list your profile. What are your turn-ons and turn-offs? Oh, darling, you finally asked. Turn-ons. I am very much turned on by intellect, by teasing, by taunting. That is some of my biggest thing. I am turned on by dominant, personalities. I am turned on by intense stares. I am turned on by elves. Forgive me for my nervous laughter. I just can't stop. I'm turned on by people caring. Like I said, there's a lot in the dominant and submissive relationship that is not just, tie me up, tie me down, type of thing. There's also the care, the responsibility, the trust that goes along with it that is part of the thing that turns me on, especially having the condition I do. The trust is a big thing. I have to trust him that he's not going to touch those parts of my body that will throw me into a pain loop that I can't escape for days. And that's a big thing. So those are big turn-ons, trust, the turn-ons, men's backs, well-shaped back, his ass, of course. I am a sucker for a really nice ass. Turn-ons, I am super turned on by being bit on my neck, shoulder. That is like one of my biggest turns-ons. Just, oh my god, bite me there and I will melt for you. Of course, if I'm here, I'm turned on by voices. Turn-offs. Cruelty. I know that's strange to say when you have, you like doms, but cruelty. There's a difference between what a dom does and cruelty. And it's a hard line to explain, but a real dom knows where that line is and won't take it over that line. Ever. 40. What's the biggest fantasy that you can actually see happening? I actually can't see any fantasy happening in my life right now. I know that's horribly sad, but it's true. 41. Biggest fantasy that is never going to happen, but you still enjoy dreaming about it. Now that one I can answer. Anything my dirty little mind can come up with, of course. truthfully, I guess it would be... I don't know. 42. I have so much fun just dreaming everything. I guess I just have so much fun dreaming everything and anything because it's sexy, fun, fantasy. I mean, vampires, werewolves, two men, three men. I mean, why limit yourself when you have so much imagination available? That's what I mean. Come on. Play with fantasy. Play with adventure. Play with yourself, if you can. The universe is your oyster. That's my answer for that. 42. Most exotic thing you've experimented with in your vagina. How did it go? My ex found a perfume bottle. Right shape, right size, approximately. Phallic-shaped. Very beautiful. Spiraled. Had some interesting nubs on it. And he decided that that just had to go there. And I didn't enjoy it. It was too cold, too foreign, alien. The twists were too sharp, is how I felt. He was very titillated by it. 43. And last but certainly not least, where does cum belong? As deep inside me as you can get it.